Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. I got out of the shower this morning and I wrote this down and I thought to myself, I'm going to record a podcast episode on it. Here it is. The most powerful thing I've done for myself hasn't been to fix what is wrong, but to accept and love myself anyway. We live in this world which is so focused on fixing ourselves, looking at where we're blocked, looking at what needs fixing, and going about spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars trying to fix what's wrong with us. And I've been saying for at least a decade, I don't believe that we require fixing. The self-help industry is huge, but it requires you, in order for it to be successful, it requires you to have insecurities. And I heavily bought into that. Both. You know, all the books that I bought, thinking, all the programs that I've, well, I haven't bought that many programs, but I see so many people buying all of these programs. Actually, I have bought a few programs that are all about fixing something. It's like the promised land. Once I clear my money blocks, once I get over my fat body, once I insert whatever thing you are struggling with here, somebody has the answer for you and all you have to do is hand over some money. But what if the only thing that it required was acceptance? Acceptance that you don't have it and you might never. Acceptance that your body is okay the way it is. Acceptance that your life doesn't require fixing. Acceptance that you're not broken, or acceptance that you are broken. Acceptance has been a game changer for me. And I would say I'm still a seeker. It is in my DNA to seek to improve things, to experiment, to be curious, to play. It's my nature. I love to learn, I love to experiment. And the experiment piece had actually caused me to frame myself as a failure because so many of the things that I tried didn't work. So imagine the power of accepting that I am an experimenter. Relief. Because now I can just get about experimenting, which is my nature, without making it mean that I am a failure. There's also been acceptance around certain aspects of myself. When we, and you know, I used to talk a lot about voice dialogue, which is a tool that I started using a couple of years ago with a singing coach that I was working with, Lisa Brown, and it was fascinating. We have these different aspects of ourselves that have been created during certain periods of our lives to protect us. And then sometimes they can be a little bit too forward, trying to push away a part of us that is seen as undesirable. But if we have acceptance for those parts of us that we see as undesirable, there's nothing really to fix. We just have acceptance. There's so much freedom and acceptance. So I guess it's just an invite today to have a look at those areas of your life which you are trying to outsource answers and fixes for, and just seeing if there is a place for acceptance in there for you. Because it has been the most powerful thing I've done for myself. Not looking to fix what is wrong, but accept and love myself anyway, means that it's almost like these dominoes just go crashing in the back of your subconscious, and then all of a sudden there's freedom. So quick one today, Hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to come and play with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. And if you haven't been to my website for a while, go over there. I am back in email land. I just email a bit of a story about my week generally. There's not like hardcore sales. There's no automation or anything like that. It's literally just another way for me to connect and share. So if you're interested in being on my email list, go to carlynimmo.com and sign up. I'll give you 7 days, 7 days of a program I ran a couple of years ago called Find Your Freak. And it's just like a little fun challenge for joining. That's the only automated part. The rest is literally me. All right, that is it from me today. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.